KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's check sports from Saturday in girls regional tennis play. In Class 1A Region 2, Atlantic hosted a portion of that 1A Region 2 girls tennis bracket Saturday. Red Oak came out the winner of that four-team tourney. In first-round play, Red Oak defeated Atlantic 5-0. Creston beat Southwest Valley 5 in a row. Red Oak then defeated Creston in the regional semifinal 5-0. The Tigers advance to the regional final next Saturday, May 18th, against Kemper Catholic at 1 o'clock. That'll also be played in Atlantic. Kemper Catholic advanced out of another quadrant of the bracket, played in Denison. The Knights beat Harlan 5-0 in the first round. Denison beat Audubon 5-2. Kemper Catholic then down Denison 5-0 in the semis. In Region 1, Class 1A, Region 3 play on Saturday at Shenandoah, the Phillies advanced to the regional final. Shenandoah beating St. Albert 5-0 and Glenwood topped Clarinda 5-1. Shenandoah then beat Glenwood 5-2. The Phillies will have to wait until today, though, to find out who their opponent will be. Play in Pella on the other side of that region was postponed to today. Also in Class 2A Region 1 play, Sioux City North beat Abraham Lincoln 5-0 and Sioux City West over Thomas Jefferson 5-2 to eliminate those two Council Bluffs schools. The Atlantic boys tennis team fell to Norwalk on Saturday in a preliminary sub-state team match in Atlantic. Norwalk came out on top 5-1. Atlantic's only win on the day came from Niall Peterson at number one singles. And with that win, Norwalk advances to sub-state play Saturday at Norwalk. In girls soccer play over the weekend on Saturday at the Waverly Shellrock tournament, it was St. Albert beating Western Dubuque 6-1, Waverly Shellrock downing St. Albert 5-1, and St. Albert beat Iowa City Regina 3-0. Also in girls soccer Saturday, Pella over Lewis Central 3-2. In boys Saturday soccer at the Perry tournament, Lewis Central down Perry 3-0, and Lewis Central beat Des Moines North 1-0. Also in boys soccer on Saturday, in overtime, Underwood beat St. Albert by a score of 3-2. In girls high school golf on Saturday, the IKM Manning Invitational was held at the Manning Manila Golf Course, and it was IKM Manning winning the title with a 395 team score. Second place went to Booyer Valley as they shot a 405. At 413, Audubon was in third place in that tourney on Saturday. Denison was fourth, Harlan was fifth, Coon Rapids Baird and Panorama round out the rest of the field. Individually, Lexi Miller of Booyer Valley was the medalist, shooting the low round of 96. Bree Mulbauer of IKM Manning also shot 96 and was a second-place finisher. Jasmine Turner of Audubon placed third, shooting 97, while Abby Miller of Booyer Valley shot a 97 for fourth place. Hannah Mullen of IKM Manning posted a 99, and that was good for fifth place in that Saturday girls' golf tournament. Well, Major League Baseball action yesterday, Josh Bell extended his hitting streak to 12 games as he went 4-for-4 with a homer and 5 RBIs in the Pirates' 10-6 win over the Cardinals in a game heard here on KJAN. Pittsburgh trailed 6-3 in the seventh inning until Bell tied it with a 3-run homer and pinch hitter Adam Frazier added a 2-run double. Paul Goldschmidt and Jose Martinez each homered for the Redbirds, who have lost 5 of 6 and 9 of their last 11. Elsewhere in the National League, Colorado down San Diego 10-7. San Francisco beat Cincinnati 6-5. L.A. over Washington 6-0. Atlanta beat Arizona 5-3. Chicago beat Milwaukee 4-1. Miami at New York was postponed yesterday. In interleague play, the Phillies cruised to a 6-1 win at Kansas City as Cole Irvin was reached for just 1 run and 5 hits over 7 innings in his Major League debut. Phillies starters have a .236 earned run average. That's the second best in the majors during that span. JT Realmuto hit a 2-run double, and Odubel Herrera followed with a 2-run single as the Phillies scored 6 times in the fifth inning to post that victory. In American League play yesterday, Baltimore beat L.A. 5-1, Boston over Seattle 11-2, Chicago beat Toronto 5-1, New York over Tampa Bay 7-1, Houston beat up on Texas 15-5, Detroit over Minnesota 5-3, and Cleveland beat Oakland by a 5-3 final. In other baseball news, the Yankees plan to activate center fielder Aaron Hicks before today's homestand opener against the Orioles. Hicks hurt his back during batting practice March 1st and needed a pair of cortisone shots. He went 3-for-4 with 2 doubles and a homer for his AAA squad on Saturday, leaving him 3-for-18 in 5 minor league injury rehab games. The Brewers have recalled right-hander Jacob Barnes from AAA San Antonio and optioned reliever Birch Smith to their top farm club. The addition of Barnes gives Milwaukee a fresh arm in the bullpen. after a 15-inning game Saturday against Chicago. Cubs first baseman Anthony Rizzo was out of the starting lineup for their series finale against Milwaukee last night because of back tightness. Rizzo's back tightened up on him during Saturday's 15-inning victory over the Brewers. The slugger has a history of back issues. After six straight series wins, the 24th-ranked Iowa Hawkeye baseball team stumbled against Michigan State on Sunday as the Spartans scored five runs in the seventh inning to rally for a 7-5 win and claim the rubber game of their three-game series. That loss drops the Hawkeyes to 12-9 and into sixth place in the Big Ten.
I really liked how we came out and played. We got a great start out of Judkins. Our offense, I thought, was pretty solid, had good at-bats, and had everything right where we wanted it to be, and had our guys in place and just didn't get done today.
That's Iowa coach Rick Heller. All five runs in the seventh for the Spartans were scored after two were out.
They're super hot, and as you guys saw, swinging bunt hit, just everything they hit found a hole. About four chart busters, guys never hit a ball there all year, and he hits a ball there, it's just tough way to lose, but we didn't play poorly or anything. We just ran into a team that was playing super hot.
The Hawkeyes are 30-19 overall, and next up they'll visit Western Illinois Tuesday in non-conference play. Well, the Portland Trailblazers and the Toronto Raptors have extended their seasons. The Trailblazers reached the Western Conference Finals for the first time in 19 years by taking a Game 7 on the road. The Toronto Raptors reached the Eastern Conference Finals by winning a Game 7 with a last-second basket. In Denver, C.J. McCollum scored 37 points, and the Blazers overcame a 17-point first-half deficit to beat the Nuggets 100-96. The Western Conference Finals begin Tuesday in Oakland. The Raptors pulled out a 92-90 win over Philadelphia when Kawhi Leonard nailed a shot from the corner over 76ers center Joel Embiid. Leonard capped his 41-point performance with a shot that bounced off the rim four times before settling through the net. It came after Jimmy Butler tied it with a driving layup with 4 seconds remaining. Leonard's final points set off a wild celebration as the Raptors advanced to the conference finals for the second time in four seasons. They'll open up the conference finals Wednesday night at Milwaukee. The Boston Bruins have protected home ice advantage in the NHL's Eastern Conference Final by thrashing the Carolina Hurricanes in Game 2. Matt Grzelcyk produced his first multi-goal game, and the Bruins followed Thursday's 6-3 win with a convincing 6-2 rout of the Canes. Tuukka Rask needed just 21 saves to help Boston get within two victories of the Stanley Cup Final. Carolina is 5-0 at home so far this postseason. In golf, Sung Kang picked up his first PGA victory in 159 career starts by capturing the Byron Nelson. Kang made a 23-foot birdie putt on the 15th hole to finally take the lead for good, and was the second of three consecutive birdies for the Texas resident to close with a 4-under 67 to finish at 23-under. Matt Every and Scott Piercy finished two strokes back. The final round of the region's traditions has been pushed back to Monday. Play was suspended following a 4.5-hour delay created by thunderstorms and steady rain. Steve Stricker holds a two-stroke lead at 14-under 202. Two-time tradition winner Bernard Langer, David Toms, and Billy Andrade are all two strokes back. And the Iowa men used the home track advantage to win the Big Ten Outdoor Track and Field Championships on Sunday. That was the Hawkeyes' first title since 2011 and just the fourth in their program's history.
Obviously, it's extremely special to be at home and in front of our home, not only our crowd and our fans, but just our former alums and everybody that came back that just love our program. And to do it for them is awesome to be able to do this right in front of our hometown crowd.
That's Iowa head coach Joey Woody. The Hawkeye women equaled their best effort as they posted a third place finish.
So I'm very proud of both teams and the guys did what they came here to do and that we've been planning, the last 5 years, but we've been playing this, obviously, this whole last year, and the guys had a vision and a mindset and a drive and a heart. It was just all about fighting and loving each other and doing it for the team and doing it for each other, and they all came through. It was awesome.
And that's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.